Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Forever Dog.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Andrew.
And hey, everybody else.
And welcome to our podcast,
Scary Stories to Tell on the Pod.
It is a podcast about scary things and things that make you go, oh, and things that make you go, oh my God. Things that make you go, is that a ghost? And things that make you go, okay. And other things. Anything that's spooky, haunted, funny, or stupid is on this podcast.
That is correct. Wow, Anna.
And just a quick warning, it's still Pride Month, okay?
It is still Pride Month, everybody. Everybody stay in line in front of the big gay ice cream shop. It is still Pride Month.
Make sure to get ready to turn on your heels hard. But you should know that a busty, latently bi, and then straight up gay married man are hosting the podcast, okay? Because it's Pride, and that's allowed, okay?
Right. Is that okay? Is it okay for horror fans to be queer?
No.
No?
I hear the hats are screaming. Anyone who got a hat on is screaming.
Wow, that's including bonnets, I'll say it.
Yes. Yeah, I am the most important part of the LGBT community, which is like people who are bi but like have a tiptoeing straight boyfriend who's walking around the house while I record a podcast. That is,
listen, that's an important color in the pride flag. I'm gonna say that color is periwinkle.
Maybe, oh my God, I don't deserve it. I'm pretty sure periwinkle is already spoken for. I feel like it's millennial pink.
Oh, it might be rose gold.
No, God damn it.
No, listen, we're thrilled to have you as part of the community, Anna.
Oh,
and I've always said you're the
it.
Most important part of the LGBT.
I've always said it too, loudly, at unrelated events. Well, Andrew, look, today's a Wednesday, right?
It sure is.
It's a Wednesday. It's still Pride.
It's Wednesday.
Soon we'll be straight, but it's still Pride. And I thought I'd go to our entirely queer listener base for some listener campfire tales.
Yeah. Whether you think you're queer or not, if you're listening to this podcast, you've had some dreams. I'll say at the very low end of the spectrum.
You've had some complicated feelings about Blake Lively, at least. That is the straightest girl crush to have.
That is.
When I say girl crush, I mean full on lesbian sex. crush a girl.
Crush her.
Okay, so this this listener right in. Oh God. Well, and my brain popped. I just watched a video this morning about how they do all the stunts in Fast and the Furious, and there are these like they do all of them are real. None of that is CGI.
Wow.
And there are little platforms on the ground that like shoot the car. At other cars, like it flips up and shoots the car. And I felt my brain have one of those things under it that just like yeeted it out of my skull.
Yes, that makes sense.
Anyway, okay. So this listener wrote in with the email subject line, listener story, Winona Ryder sees ghosts.
Wow.
And okay, and the email is, hi, Anna, Andrew, Ladybird, any husbands and or boyfriends of the pod listening in?
Amazing.
I'm clickbaiting you with the title. I'm sorry. This is a big ruse to tell you the story of my cat, Winona Ryder, a.k.a. Nona.
That's
and how she sees. It's a really good name for a cat.
Yeah.
And how she sees ghosts in my apartment. I'm a young queer witch living in a historical neighborhood in Minneapolis.
This is our base.
If you're listening, take a drink.
Yeah.
We did it. I moved here with Nona in January 2020, so needless to say, I've spent far too much time alone with her in this apartment. Since I'm a witch, the first thing I did after moving into the apartment itself was cleanse the space. Mm. I usually do this by salting the doors and windows and calling out to any spirits that this is my space for now, and I have anxiety, so please leave. It seemed to work for a while. This is amazing.
I love this.
This also works with alive people. Yeah. If you just need like a wide berth and you need people to not talk to you, just like salt the doors and windows.
That's allowed.
People will give you a wide berth. And then mid-quarantine, I was doing some compulsive cleaning, the anxiety, parentheses, and I wiped off the old salt on the windowsills. In the span of 3 minutes, something must have come into the apartment and not left. Because since then, Nona has been acting stranger than usual. Most notably, she stares into the bathroom for hours on end, focused on something. Oh. The bathroom, ghosts love the bathroom.
Something about porcelain.
The ghost looks good. It's got a mirror. Mirrors are witchy and haunted.
Yeah.
You've got like What Lies Beneath. You've got Sixth Sense. Mm-hmm. Other ghosts. Listen. She also plays with the air as if someone was holding one of her wand toys and waving it around.
Oh, God.
Ma'am, this is a Wendy's. There you go. Could it be dust? Maybe. Bugs? Potentially. But I've never seen more than 3 bugs here. And I have a Phoenix flytrap, parentheses, Gomez, that hasn't caught anything.
These names
really
are
good name.
Perfect. Wow.
Excellent name for a Phoenix flytrap. A Phoenix flytrap that hasn't caught anything. Weird cat behavior? Probably. Nona is the kind of cat who doesn't land on her feet. Oh, we stand.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit in my corner and believe it's a ghost. I will die on this hill. Not really, but it's a fun hill. Thank you for the ghost-flavored comedy pod. It's one of my top 5 favorite podcasts ever. Heart emoticon. Happy Pride. Salem, he, him, or they, them. P.S. Can I be witch of the pod? The deity I work with is Dionysus, so I feel like my practice fits in with the vibes. I'm going to say yes.
I say yes. I really welcome
Salem.
That.
Oh, the best.
Thank you so much. Excellent naming skills. Excellent. Salem. Excellent witchcraft skills. I really do. And it always is when you scrape the salt off your entryways into your house that something gets in. I do feel like that does happen.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much, Salem. That rocked. Andrew, what do you think? I think it's a ghost.
I think it's probably a ghost. Again, I think you bring up this point about ghost activity happening in bathrooms. I think that's accurate. I think maybe ghosts feel more at home in bathrooms because the technology of bathrooms doesn't change so much. So it's somewhere familiar.
Interesting. Yeah, I know. Especially if you're renting, the technology of a new tub is not there.
Yeah, the thing that flushes your toilet might be hanging from the ceiling like that.
It might.
A ghost feels very comfortable there.
Your tub is painted to the wall.
I also think naming a cat Winona Ryder definitely opens your home up to maybe more gothic ghosts coming in.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Yeah. The whole Beetlejuice connection.
I love that. Yeah.
Stranger Things. If you've got Winona, you've got a portal in the home. That's all part of it.
That is part of it. Wow.
There's something very portally about Heathers, too. I'll say it.
Yeah.
I'll say it.
We've always said that Heathers is portally.
What are some other portally things? Salads?
Salads. Lukewarm soup. Not hot. Because nothing's going to come through there. But lukewarm?
Any kind of food that should be hot but is lukewarm, that's a portal.
Yeah.
I had a lukewarm burrito once where the plate was fire hot and the burrito was just air temperature. That was portally.
Is a nightmare. I've recently started using this like meal delivery service that I won't name because they're not sponsoring the podcast. But
okay.
Sometimes the microwave times listed on the package are just right. And then other times, especially Anna, if it's like a breakfast sandwich, scalding hot on like a third of it. And then like not cold, but distressingly room temperature the rest of it.
That is portally.
That's portally.
A meal delivery service that's hit and miss, portally. Mm-hmm. Pier 1 decor, portally.
Oh my, I miss Pier 1.
I miss it too. I have like a little blue orb from them that serves no purpose.
That's what they specialized in, orbs and portals.
One of my favorite things. And then I have a little gold pyramid from CB2 that also quite portally. And soda streams are portally.
That's space age. That's space aliens.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
But what's not portally is dogs. Dogs are, they're here.
They are not going anywhere. They are not defying the rules of time and space.
They're not. They're of the earth. Okay, great. We're going to have another listener tale. Here it comes. Subject line, surprise, it's an exorcism.
These subject lines are really good. You all are nailing it. Well done.
You're all understanding the assignment. Hi, Andrew and Anna. Longtime listener, first time caller. I've been contemplating sharing my spooky experience for a while now, and the return of campfire stories has inspired me, so here it goes. For as long as I can remember, I've had fairly frequent deja vu. That weird feeling you've been in a situation before and sometimes knowing exactly what's coming next. When I was around 13, however, my deja vu started ending in a very specific way. I no longer was seeing what happens next, but rather seeing a man jump through glass and start shooting.
No, God, help.
It was the same feeling of having been in the moment before, but in the vision of my head, it ended with a man jumping through glass, a door, or window, depending on the setting, and shooting with a rifle blocking his face. That's portally. It was a pretty traumatic experience for me every time it happened.
Yes.
As to me, yeah, of course. As to me, it felt like it was really happening. At one point in grad school, I was sitting in my car with a friend in an empty parking lot just talking. In my mind, I could see my faceless shooter in my rearview mirror come from the woods behind the car alongside the driver's side door and shoot through my window. According to my friend, I suddenly went white as a sheet as my hands gripped the steering wheel of the parked car. She could tell I was terrified but had no idea why. I then had to explain this weird deja vu thing to her. At the end, 13 to grad school. That's
a long time.
Ugh, terrifying. I had to explain this weird deja vu thing to her. At the end of my story, she told me that sometimes she feels the spirits of her deceased grandparents watching over her in times of need. Hmm. And she didn't understand why they had been standing at the corner of the car that night.
Gibble, gabble, no.
Gibble, gabble, no.
Oh.
Portal. The corners of cars? Portally. No worries, though. The story has a happy ending. Jump forward a few years to my mid-20s when I brought a Groupon for a Reiki session.
Good.
Oh, you must.
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking, and no, I wouldn't say I'm into all of that. I am a biologist for Hecate's sake. The statement, I am a biologist for Hecate's sake, sums up our entire listenership.
That should be a state motto. I really think that should be at the bottom of license plates.
The state of Podcastlevania. Oh my goodness.
Oh, that's really
good. You're either a full-on biologist or full-on you know who Hecate is.
The fact that both of those come so trippingly off the tongue in an email, I have a ton of respect for it. Hecate.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Hecate, very portally. I honestly thought it was some type of massage, and the Groupon was really cheap. I go in, the woman lights some sage, moves some crystals around, and places a few fingers lightly on my wrists and ankles for about 30 minutes. All the while, I am thinking I should have spent the extra $20 for deep tissue massage. Then, all of a sudden, I feel what I can only describe as an intense light or energy shooting out of my right foot.
Welp.
The Reiki practitioner jumped away from me, visibly frightened. When the feeling of shooting energy stopped, she moved up to my head and asked if she could place her hands on my sternum. I said yes, and for about 10 minutes, I bawled my eyes out as my breastbone vibrated wildly under her hands.
Oh, no.
Well. Every Groupon ends in tears somehow.
Especially a bucket of Auntie Anne's pretzels.
Oh, my God. She concluded the session and wanted to talk about the experience. I was completely exhausted and knew something important had just happened to me. She apologized for her fear and explained that she had never experienced anything like it before.
Oh my.
She said she saw the spirit of a man leave my body.
Oh.
And that it seemed that he had been tied to me for a long time and was unwilling to go.
Jeepers.
Tag yourself. She knew he was a negative energy and made a point of saying she could not see his face because it was blocked by something.
Oh.
Well, I knew exactly what the man looked like, as it was clear to me that it was my faceless shooter.
Oh.
It's been 8 years, and though I've had some normal deja vu, I have not seen my faceless shooter ever again. I'm so thankful for my discount Reiki session turned exorcism.
Oh my God. This is wild.
Thanks for reading, and apologies for this being so very long. Cheers, Katie. Katie, it was normal amount of time.
Katie, this was...
Oh.
That's a tremendous story.
I have to say, I fully believe it.
I do too, weirdly. Weird things happen during massages.
They do. Look, especially like, I feel like for Groupon, like,
yeah.
You're not looking to build, I don't know. I could be wrong. I just feel like that you know that people are there because it's the cheapest. I worked for a company that would sell Groupons, and we were not looking at them as repeat customers. It was just like, there's an additional income stream. And I don't think this person, I don't know, maybe she was looking to build her base, but I feel like you just understand this person is going anywhere that's cheapest and they're not going to come back to you.
Right.
So like, I don't know.
What benefit there would be in like creating this experience. Yeah. I will say like, I've never had Reiki performed on me before, but Anna and I tragically went to drama school. And there was a whole semester where like 2 days a week we had to do this like long massage series called idiokinesis. Do you remember this?
Yes, I do.
And you would receive a massage from someone and then you would give them a massage and you would like switch your partner every time. And it was like, you know, everybody grow up. It wasn't like a sexual thing. It was like very like people individually moving each of your fingers and toes and like making you aware of your whole body.
You would twirl or circle each other's every single toe.
Yes.
10 times in each direction.
Yes.
And we paid so much money for that.
I know. But I will say one time I was my idiokinesis partner was one of the most gorgeous men Anne and I have ever met. Are you talking about Ignacio? I'm talking about Ignacio.
The only person I remember from doing this was Ignacio. I definitely have done it on you, Andrew.
Yes.
That's a lie. Every single person I've gone to school with. And like you're holding each other's heads in your hands.
Yes. And Ignacio, if you're listening, you know that Anne and I are big fans. The loveliest actor in the world. And one time I was like, there was a part of the massage where you would hold the person's head and kind of pull like you were trying to make them taller or something. I forget. There's probably a more scientific way.
Yeah. You'd like basket your hands and hold the back of their head. You're lying on your back.
Yeah.
And at this point you're extremely relaxed and you'd hold it and like let your fingers drag on either side of their head as it slowly went down onto a folded up nasty blanket.
Yes. And I was doing this to Ignacio. And all of a sudden, tears just started running out of his eyes.
Oh.
And he was like, oh, this is so strange. I'm not crying, but I'm crying. He was like, I'm not like, nothing emotional is happening. Or it was just like a completely physical reaction that was crying. And I was like,
wow.
Oh, this is why people go to like Reiki. It's like certain things happen to your body that like trigger other physical reactions that may or may not have like psychological or like spiritual, however you want to define it, qualities, but it just like something physiological is making this happen. And then afterwards he was like, wow, I feel like incredibly alert. And it was like one of the wildest things I've ever experienced.
Wow. Andrew, you did that for him.
I did. I feel like maybe that's the only time I've ever positively impacted someone prior to like 2010.
Oh, that's absolutely untrue, but I love it. As any bad yoga teacher will tell you, the body keeps the score. We store emotions in our bodies. A lot of the time in yoga classes, when you do a deep hip stretch. This is also something we did in college.
Yes.
We went to college for yoga class. when you do a deep hip stretch, it's normal for people to just start wailing.
Yeah.
Because you hold tension there and you hold tension for emotional reasons. And when you forcibly release the tension, it like backtracks. Anyway, look, I found an article from The Cut that says, "Well, looks like a wellness exorcism took place at Davos." This is by Madeline Agler. Sorry, it's at MMAGGELER. And it's a picture of Julianne Hough like in Superman pose on a massage table in like a black turtleneck, culottes, and black leather boots.
That's really good.
As a man stands in front of a step and repeat and holds her by the neck. Every year, billionaires and humble millionaires from around the world gather in Davos, Switzerland to discuss pressing global issues at the World Economic Forum. This year, teen climate activist Greta Thunberg took the stage to discuss blah, 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 Greta, blah, blah. Okay. And also, Dancing with the Stars star Julianne Hough had negative energy pulled out of her butt.
Good God.
During the demonstration, which appears to have taken place somewhere called the Equality Lounge.
Oh.
Chiropractor and body worker John Amaral spoke about the body's nervous system and the huge feeling of relief and release that comes with the dissipation of energy, while Hough jerked and writhed on a massage table in front of him.
So yeah.
At one point, Amaral appears to guide something invisible, parentheses, energy, I guess, from Huff's neck down through her spine and then tug it out of the seat of her brown leather slacks.
Oh.
As he does this, Huff groans and screams.
Julianne Hough.
Julianne Hough, you're being a dancer. An expression of emotion may happen when the system moves, Amaral explains.
Okay, those words mean virtually nothing. They could mean anything.
It means what's happening. Hough continues to groan and then lurches up and off the table, her spine curving tightly like some sort of wellness Linda Blair.
Oh.
These results may not be typical, Amaral tells the crowd, which tragically does not seem to have been filmed.
Oh.
As a dancer and actress, he says, Hough has practiced, quote, just allowing things to move through. Most people, quote, especially in Davos, wouldn't make that sound, so they would have physical pain and tension built up in their bodies. In a testimony on Amaral's website, Hough wrote, I'm forever grateful to have John by my side, helping me connect physically, emotionally, and energetically back to my true essence. His other devotees include Gwyneth Paltrow, who included the healer on her new Netflix show, The Goop Lab, and said, the first time I met John and he worked on me, I really just cried.
Well, imagine just making Gwyneth Paltrow cry for an hour.
Andrew, do you think you could get her there? I think I could make her cry.
I feel like if I had like maybe a brush made of grass, like I feel like I could make that happen.
A brush made of grass?
Yeah, like something that seems like it would be $1,000, but it's made of all natural elements. And like say something like, this is to help the vibrations that are corrupting you out. And I feel like maybe if I like just hit her shins with the grass brush for a while, that maybe some tears would. I mean, I kind of feel like if you've got tears in you, which we all do any hour of the day, and someone's like, feel free to cry, you will, you know?
Oh, yeah. Especially if you're like in front of a group.
Yeah.
Oh,
my gosh.
Man, it cracks me up because I go both ways. I feel like we were both like, yes, this absolutely exists. And then we read this article and we're like, idiots.
I mean, did you watch that episode of Goop about
I did not. Mediums?
I have to say, I was the whole time I was like rolling eyes, blah, blah, blah. And then the end of it, I'm just going to spoil it. I'm so sorry. The end of it, there is a spiritual medium, I believe, who's interviewing Gwyneth, maybe someone else. And the spiritual medium is getting everything wrong. Like, is just getting everything wrong. Is like, I'm seeing an animal, and the person's like, no, sorry. It's not, I don't think it's Gwyneth, it's someone else. But it's like so embarrassing. And then all of a sudden.
Oh, wait, yes, I saw that.
Like the boom operator starts crying. And then is like, oh, sorry, am I accidentally reading you? And then everything that she had said applied to the boom operator. Like, in an outrageously specific way.
It's just so funny because it cuts over to a girl who's just weeping. And I was like, uh-huh.
Yes. Yes. I mean, that also feels very much like theater school where like one person is getting feedback on their monologue and some girl with short curly hair is sobbing in the corner.
Sobbing. Oh, my God. If there's anything you'll take away from this podcast, it's that we're sobbing.
I mean, this whole time tears have been streaming down my face, much like
you gotta.
Yeah,
you simply gotta.
Oh boy, these were really good ones, Anna.
They were great. I didn't do anything,
but you picked them and you read them and you read them well.
I did.
Wow. Well, Anna, before we go, I think it's time for our segment.
Scary ideas for things that could happen.
How are you feeling, first or second?
I'm feeling second.
Great. You are on your way to the Container Store. And as soon as you walk in, an attendant screams at you, "Contain her!" and points to the center of the store. And there is a witch sorceress ghost in the middle of the store, and you feel completely unqualified, so you just leave and you go to Target. That could happen.
Look, if you're not ready for the Contain Her store, you can always go to Target.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh my God, Andrew, that's what a little wild imagination you have. You're kooky. I love that.
Sometimes I just think the craziest things and my friends just, we just crack up.
He just cracks up. Okay, I'll go. You are pouring a cup of coffee and you drink it and it feels nice. And then you look in the cup and you see a little person. And the little person is wearing what you're wearing. And then you realize it's you. And then you look in the mirror and see that you are just a loose blob of coffee. That could happen.
And let it be known, we on the pod love a homunculus. That is, we just do.
It's part of it.
Yep. Anna, this has been a real short, sweet, and pleasurable one, I'll say it.
This has been so little and nice. Very witchy.
Very witchy. Thank you, nice. Salem and Katie?
Katie, yes.
Wow.
And Hecate.
And honestly, and this one goes out to Hecate.
Big time Hecate with an alley-oop to Nona. And Winona Ryder.
Oh my gosh, what a wraparound all the way to Winona. Hey everybody, this Friday for Summer of Summers, or Steven Summer Summer, we will be watching The Scorpion King. So if you want to do a heads up, and be prepared for that, give it a watch. I think it's on HBO Max.
It is. Sorry, that came out weird. It is. Crazy.
And you can follow us on Instagram or Twitter at @scarystory_pod.
And you can also send us your scary stories at scarystorypod@gmail.com. And you can give us a 5-star review and rating.
Would you please? It is Pride for a couple more
days. It is still Pride. Soon we'll be straight, and yes, this podcast will be about basketball.
Yeah, Anna will be asking me my opinion on things, but I will just be playing video games with a hat on.
Ugh, this is gonna go to Twitch. And until then,
get out
forever, dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Scary Stories to Tell on the Pod is executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Produced by Tracy Soren. Original theme music by Chris Ryan. Cover art by Bats Langley. To listen to this podcast ad-free, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcasts.com/plus. Check out video clips of our podcasts on YouTube at youtube.com/foreverdogteam. And make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook @foreverdogteam to keep up with all the latest Forever Dog news.